Welcome back to Coach Speak here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas here, and joining us on the line is the head football coach of the South Hamilton Hawks, Paul Skartweet, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you for having me.
So as we take a look at your squad this year, at least coming into this the fall camp and the preseason practices, you know, just can you maybe tell the folks how off-season workouts went for your squad here throughout this summer?
Yeah, workouts went well. We had a large number of kids from previous year working out this summer, along with a group of going to be freshmen coming in and learning from the older guys. So it was a good experience. Got to go down to Simpson Camp and get some more experience there, and so that was a good opportunity for us.
And now as we take a bit of a deeper dive into your roster, starting on the offensive side of the ball, there's not a whole lot of teams in Class 1A that return as much offensive production as you guys do from a season ago. Obviously, you lose your son, Landon Skartweet, who was one of your top rushers, but you bring back Nick Stieversyke, who's now a junior, Noah Gunderson, who is now a senior, and then Jordan Johnson, the quarterback, Colby Hodnefield, played some big minutes or big time at running back towards the end of the season as well. And when you look at all of the talent you have in the backfield, how have the discussions gone about making sure that, you know, there's equal distribution and equal opportunity to keep teams off balance coming up this season?
Yeah, I mean, we'll kind of hit it the same way we did last year. A number of those kids had opportunities to play, so we had, you know, six guys that we could rotate in and out, and I think we'll have six guys again this year. Mm-hmm. That we'll be able to rotate in and out and spell some people. You know, we're excited to see what they can do, and you know, we don't have to look at just one person to carry the load, which I think will help us out and benefit us once it comes in later in the season. So, and you know, it'll be nice to have Preston Vanderpool back. He got injured at our last game of non-district last year. He will also be a senior, so that's just another one in that room that will be able to help us out.
And as in, of course, with your style of football, obviously running the football, the offensive line is of utmost importance. You guys, you return a good chunk of that offensive line from a year ago, just a couple of graduations. Carter Ballbans, who was obviously, you could probably make the argument, the bell cow, that offensive line a season ago, as well as guys like Ernie Taylor and Cole Sieversyke. But you look at what you got coming back. You guys return Carter Stoley, Caden Schwant, Owen Duns, Owen Reno at that tight end spot, just to name a couple guys that you do return up front on the offense of line. What are some things that really excite you about this group coming up here in 2023?
Well, I think the biggest thing is, you know, having both Owens, Owen Duns and Owen Reno, Caden Schwant, having 3 years, you know, 2 years of starting experience, now 3 years starting this year, with, you know, with the potential for young guys to learn from them. We have the ability to move a few guys around. One of our running backs from last year, Ryan Osvig, is looking at moving down to guard, which will give us some more depth and honestly competition. But it's going to be hard to take Carter Ballvance's spot and replace that. So we're looking at options. We got some younger kids that need to step up. They have the ability, they have the strength to do it. I think they need to make sure they get the mindset to get into it and be able to step up and participate with us on that level. So I'm excited what the offensive line can do. You know, they just got to go out and prove it now.
And taking a look, finally, at the defensive side of the football, you've got you do lose some production, especially in the linebacking core with guys such as Landon Skartweet and Blake Harris, although your leading tackler, Noah Gunderson's back. You also return guys like Owen Reno, who was the district defensive lineman of the year, Colby Hodnefield, as well as Nick Seibersink, and I'll throw in as well guys, some of the younger guys like Jordan Johnson, who really stepped up at linebacker, and Owen Dunn, who had a great year up front. And when you look at this defensive unit, where would you maybe specify the strength and maybe the early weakness in this defensive unit, at least as you look at it right now?
I think just looking from last year, our strength is definitely the middle of the field, linebackers, defensive line. That is something that we have plenty of people that can come in and give the starters a break, and I don't feel we'll drop down in productivity. I think that is something that we'll be able to go up against each one of our competition this year and see if we can't be able to at least shut the run down. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's always a goal for us. We want to, we want to be the best run team on offense, and we want to be the best defensive, run team stoppers that we can be. So that's a huge opportunity for us. Moving into the backfield, defensive backs, Colby, Nick Seibersink, and Landon Groof, all got very good experience last year. Jordan Johnson can jump back there if needed, and we got some young guys that are going to need to step up and be able to learn on the run and give us some opportunities for depth back there. So I'm excited to see what these guys can do, and the defensive side of the ball is going to be a lot of fun to watch.
Well, Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again here before games get started here at the end of the month.
Yeah, I appreciate everything you do for us, and I'm excited to see what South Hamilton Hawk football does again this year.
It should be pretty fun. Thank you very much, Coach, and we'll have Clarion Goldfield and Downs head coach Caleb Vogel coming your way next.